Good afternoon for WVAS News. I'm Melanie Hogan. Authorities in Elmore County have two people in custody in connection with Wednesday's shooting death of a 20-year-old woman at her home in the Flatwood community. Elmore County Sheriff Bill Franklin today announced the arrest of 22-year-old Josh Kasperi and 22-year-old Cody Abernathy. Franklin said Kasperi was charged with murder and Abernathy faces a charge of hindering prosecution. Authorities said 20-year-old Anna Cardwell was shot four times. Her car was stolen. Sheriff Franklin said Kasperi confessed to killing Cardwell. Her funeral will be held on Sunday. The pain at the pump is increasing for Alabama motorists. Clay Ingram with AAA Alabama says drivers can expect to pay $4 a gallon by the summer. Ingram offers two ways drivers can combat high gas prices.
One of those is fuel conservation, and we're doing a great job with that. Our demand is at a 10-year low, so we are doing well with that. The other tool is price shopping, and we're not doing that at all. And that's a very, very important part of the process. The fuel conservation alone is just not enough. So we've got to make a concerted effort to buy the lowest price gas we can find in our normal travel area to help create some competition in the marketplace out there and push these prices downward.
According to AAA Alabama, the national average is almost $3.53 per gallon. Statewide, the average is $3.48 per gallon. State Representative Alvin Holmes says he appreciates the overwhelming support he received in the Alabama House Thursday for a bill that would allow Montgomery County to fine individuals who wear sagging pants that expose undergarments. Holmes believes young people wearing saggy pants are an insult to the civil rights movement.
Now, the young people must realize and understand that are wearing these sagging pants, and let me say this, it's only a handful of young men that are doing this. Most of our young men are very decent people, very intelligent people, and very professional people. Well, Dr. King didn't sacrifice his life to leave a legacy behind to young people to walk around with the pants sagging like that. And it's an insult to Dr. King and to the civil rights movement.
The legislation now goes to the state Senate. If the bill becomes law, juveniles charged under the law would face fines of up to $100, while adults would be fined $150. In other news, the proposed closing of Greil Psychiatric Hospital in Montgomery would mean the loss of 139 jobs. The Advertiser newspaper reports the hospital on Upper Wetumpka Road is among four mental health facilities across the state that would be closed at the end of September due to budget cuts. Alabama Mental Health Commissioner Zelia Ball made the announcement on Wednesday. 948 employees statewide will lose their jobs if the four mental health facilities are shut down. Alabama Attorney General Luther Strange said another former state trooper is facing felony theft and ethics charges. Strange said 49-year-old Jonathan Dees of Spanish Fort surrendered Thursday at the Baldwin County Sheriff's Office. Dees is accused of theft and ethics violation for allegedly stealing more than $500 in gasoline. On Wednesday, another former state trooper and former custodian at the Tuscaloosa State Trooper Post also were charged with felony theft and ethics charges involving the theft of gasoline. Police in Selma are investigating an early morning shooting that left a woman dead. Television station WAKA reports the female victim died in her home after what police believe was a drive-by shooting in the 1600 block of Marie Foster Street. The shooting happened around 3 o'clock this morning. No other information was immediately available about the homicide. A professor of microbiology at Alabama State University recently published a book titled Microbial Food Safety. ASU's Dr. Omar Oyarzabal says it's easy to read and covers various areas of food safety.
The book is unique in the fact that we organize chapters based on food commodities instead of the traditional way of dealing with food safety, that is dealing with different hazards. So we have different specialists from different fields talking about, for instance, produce or meat or dairy products, and mainly talking about the microbial hazards involved in those foods.
Dr. Oyarzabal says the book targets universities and food science, food safety, and microbiology students. The book Microbial Food Safety is available at www.omar-oyarzabal.com. Johnson & Johnson, plagued by product recalls, says it's pulling some versions of infant Tylenol off store shelves due to problems with a device that helps measure doses. Some 574,000 bottles of a grape-flavored version of the liquid medicine are being hauled in the U.S. Expect partly cloudy skies today with your highs in the upper 60s. Tonight, mostly cloudy, a 20% chance of rain after midnight, and your lows around 50 degrees. On your Saturday, get your umbrellas ready. Expect rain in the morning, then rain showers and a chance of thunderstorms in the afternoon, highs in the mid-60s. Rain chances stand at nearly 100%. Saturday night, 100% chance of rain showers and a chance of thunderstorms with your lows in the mid-50s. On your Sunday, expect breezy temperatures, partly cloudy skies, and a chance of rain in the morning with your highs in the upper 50s. Sunday night, much colder, mostly clear skies, and your lows in the lower 30s. You are listening to WVAS at Alabama State University. For more news, weather, and information 24 hours a day, log on to WVASFM.org and add us as a friend at facebook.com/WVASFM. I'm Melanie Hogan, WVAS News.